Hey, thanks for listening to this Joy podcast. If you like what we do and you listen to our podcast on a regular basis, it's time to put your money where your ears are. It's Radiothon. Go to joy.org.au, become a member or donate and keep us out loud and proud so we can make more of the stuff you like.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
Listening to Chicks Talking Footy live from Etihad Stadium, where the Saints and Swans are going head-to-head for the annual AFL Pride Match. You're on Joy 94.9, sponsored by the AFL.
So, footy Christmas continues.
Game footy Christmas.
Game footy Christmas. It's the AFL Pride game, and I'm delighted now to have joined us Jason Ball from Pride Cup Australia and Bowie Stover from Proud to Play. So thank you both for coming.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Bowie.
Thank you.
Now, you guys have been wandering around a little bit, probably out in the crowd. How is it like out there?
The atmosphere is amazing. I don't know if, Bowie, you got to see when the players ran out onto the ground, but we had all of the kids from minus 18 forming the Guard of Honour, and they had these fireworks go off and rainbow streamers like fly from the level 3. It was absolutely amazing.
That is very rad.
Yeah.
And so, Jason, Pride Cup Australia has just been launched on Wednesday.
Tell us
what happened, what's going on there.
Absolutely. Well, Your listeners may know that, you know, the Pride game, it started from humble grassroots beginnings in the Pride Cup out in Yarra Glen. And now that game has inspired not only this game at the national level, but a whole lot of games at the grassroots. Up to 11 games this year are happening across Victoria, from Shepparton to Gippsland to Hamilton to Geelong, in the VFL, in the VFLW, in men's footy, in women's footy. And all of these games are, you know, having tremendous impacts on their local community, but they're also, they need support. A lot of them are reinventing the wheel every time that they organise their games. So the idea of Pride Cup Australia is to create how-to guides and resources and education to empower local clubs to hold their own Pride Cup, so that we can actually take this initiative to scale into more footy clubs and more towns across Australia.
And it's not just footy clubs, is that right?
Absolutely. Our vision is to expand into other codes, and we're already having conversations with Cricket Victoria, with Hockey Victoria, with tennis. And so I think regardless of the code, regardless of what state you're in, when it comes to team sports, we see similar problems with the culture around homophobia and transphobia, and so many opportunities to transform that. And that's what the Pride Cup allows us to do.
So, Bowie, you're a fitness specialist and you grew up in regional Queensland, is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
So, tonight we've got the program here in Melbourne. How important do you think events like this are for example, regional parts of Australia?
Oh, I think they're so important. I think coming from my background of not having any opportunity to have a role model that was within the sporting community was something that I really struggled with. And I think having young people these days be able to see athletes at this sort of level and thinking that they actually have the opportunity to aspire to that is just astounding.
And you work with Proud to Play.
Yep.
So when we do hear a lot about young LGBTI people being excluded or feeling that they should exclude themselves from sport or physical activity, so what does Proud to Play do to improve this?
So we work with community sporting organisations to create inclusive policies so that then young people, especially trans and gender diverse, have the opportunity to join a sport and know that they're going to be understood and there's going to be a support from the top level all the way down. So right from the community sporting club organisers all the way down to the players, they're all going to have an understanding of how they can support the individual.
And we were just talking in our previous interview how important it is for people to see themselves on the field. So it'd be great for people of that community to see that, you know, we can play and it's great and it's exciting and we can use our bodies to do these amazing sporting events.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's the most amazing thing to see.
Yeah.
Now, your two organisations work reasonably closely. Well, James Lolicato was at Proud to Play up until recently, now over at Pride Cup Australia. So how do you manage that sort of thing, working
Yeah, well, the two organisations complement each other really well because Proud to Play is all about going out there and finding young LGBTI kids with a particular focus on trans and gender diverse young people and actively getting them engaged in sport. So running come and try sessions that are really open and inclusive. Whereas Pride Cup, we're out there going out into mainstream sporting clubs and helping them become more LGBTI inclusive by holding Pride Cups, by doing education. And so it's one thing to have young people coming and trying sport and saying, yeah, I love this sport, but they also need a club to go into. Mm. And so with both of these organisations working together, it creates a pathway, I guess, for young people who have been engaged through the programs at Proud to Play Run to actually make sure that the rest of mainstream sport is up to scratch so that they can welcome them when they want to come and be involved in their club, and whether as a player or as a volunteer or a supporter.
So you talk about education. How do you, Jason, and also you, Bowie, how do you infiltrate clubs and other organisations with education?
Well, Proud to Play, we have the Pride...
Putting you on the spot.
I can't remember what it's called. I should know what it's called because I talk about it so often. The Inclusion and Sport Guidelines.
There it is.
So we go and approach clubs. A lot of the time they often approach us because we can't really make them be inclusive. So if they want to come and learn from us, we have the inclusion policy that we present to them. We hold a workshop and we speak to the club members who want to come along and they learn from that, and then they go out and create their own guidelines following those rules to suit their club and then implement those practices.
And education is also a really key part of the Pride Cup. You know, it's one thing to have a rainbow 50 metre line, but that's not necessarily going to solve the problem of homophobia or transphobia in sport. And so the idea around the Pride Cup is to ensure that we engage with the players and the coaches in education so that we can empower them to challenge homophobia so that more LGBTI people can access all of the health and well-being benefits of community sport. And we do that a lot through storytelling. I think it's really good to be able to share the stories of LGBTI people, their experiences in sport, their experiences of inclusion, their experiences of exclusion, but also really important, talking about how affirming it is for LGBTI people when they are involved in sport. One story that we share a lot in the education programs we run is that of Emily Rowe. She's a transgender footballer who played at Shepparton and now she's at the St Kilda Sharks. And when she transitioned, playing footy for the women, amongst the women, as a woman, was one of the most affirming experiences of her life.
So liberating, I guess, for her.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, she forms a contrast. It's important to share lots of different stories, but, you know, Hannah Mountsey has been at the forefront of the conversation around trans inclusion in sport. And stories like Emily's don't often get told because Emily's the average height of your average woman. You know, she just blends in and fits in. And so, and she's someone who probably gets knocked out by the women more so than she did when she was playing with the men. And it breaks down a lot of those stereotypes about, you know, competitive advantage and things that get thrown around when it comes to trans people and their involvement in sport.
I think as well with personalized stories, often people that you're talking to and trying to educate regarding these issues, they can still identify something within that story, and I think that makes the message clearer and easier to be able to put forward.
Yeah, it's personal stories that really allow people to kind of put themselves into someone else's shoes. And so, for example, when we were down in Shepparton and Maroopna Football Club, I actually went along to the club and I brought along a local from that community who was a woman and she was gay and she'd played football, and we both shared our stories to the players. And she talked about, you know, as a gay woman, how wonderful it was for her to play football at Melbourne Uni. But then when she went back to Shepparton, she felt a lot of trepidation. She wasn't sure if she could hold her hand in the street. There was a lot of unspoken things around gay women playing sport. And the Pride Cup was actually an opportunity for the women in that environment to actually have that conversation. And for the players at Maroopna and Shepparton to actually hear real people telling their stories, talking about why they loved sport and the ways in which that people in those environments can change the culture and the language so that it's more inclusive and more accepting, you know, that's how you affect culture change.
I agree. I totally agree.
So one thing that I mentioned earlier, which is a great thing for Pride Cup Australia, is that if CUB are going to give $500 per goal tonight to you guys, is
that's
that correct?
Right.
Okay.
I'm excited about that. I hope it's a high-scoring game.
Let me just say that we're 13 minutes in and you've got $2,000.
No way. There's four goals kicked.
Yes, and they're all Swans goals.
Oh,
wow.
I was hoping it'd be more even than
well,
that.
I know. It still... might change.
And can I just say, it's been the first time.
Jason, two grand is two grand, mate.
And it's been about the first time in 10 years I've actually said go, buddy. So I think that's how important this is.
If that's a reason you can cheer for them, yeah. I'll take it. But no, we are very, very lucky, thanks to CUB, that they have partnered with Pride Cup to donate to our organisation today. Hopefully it's a little bit of extra cheering we can do when a goal is kicked today. It's going to, you know, support the growth of these Pride games at the grassroots level, which is where the majority of people play their sport and where we really need this change.
I agree, indeed. So if people want, like, the sound of what Jason's organisation does, Pride Cup Australia, they should just jump on the Google machine
PrideCup.org.au. If you want your community to have a Pride Cup in 2019, sign up and get involved.
And Bowie, Proud to Play is proud,
and play.org.au.
And you can also Google machine that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they just jump on, they have a look at what your organisations do, and if they like the sound of it, they can get involved, I guess.
Great work. Love your work. Chicks Talking Footy, Joy FM.
Thank you guys. Thank you, Jason, so much.
Thank you, Bowie, for joining us.
Pleasure.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.